yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It's the first day of 2019. I love New Year's. It always gives me a sense and a feeling of being able to start over, and I realize it's just a day on a calendar that we made up. But I don't know, something about it that I like. I get to try new things. All this week I've been saying, man, cleaning up my diet when the first comes. Because I've been eating terrible. Enjoying myself for the holidays and stuff. But I need to be eating better. You know I talk about this idea of the three keys to successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. And the wealth and the mindset come, I don't want to say come easy to me, but I enjoy them. The health part, I've always loved doing exercise. The eating part, it's been my Achilles heel. I would run and exercise harder than I needed to just so I could just eat and drink whatever I wanted. I've got to get that in check, and that's one of my weak points. I would encourage you to look at yours. I publish this newsletter to my customers and clients called The Pathways to Wealth, and in this newsletter I teach on this idea of the 10 pillars of success. And the point of that is to see, hey, where am I dropping the ball? Which one of these pillars? Because often when I have a problem in my life, or I have a problem with my business, or some sort of communicational problem with a customer, a client, or a family member, it lines right up with the 10 pillars of success, that I'm dropping the ball. And the way that I try to utilize these 10 pillars is each month I try to focus on one. So pillar number one in January is how you think is everything. So I spend this month in my reading and in my studying on this idea of how thought can change your reality. How, you know, and you can just dig into it. And each year you could do it a little different. You know, negative thoughts, you could study on that. You could study on the power of positive thinking. Just different things related to this idea of thought, that, you know. And then next month is another pillar. And then the next month is another pillar. And I just kind of use it as a guide. I stole this idea from Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin had his idea of 13 virtues. The purpose of the show isn't to talk about my newsletter or necessarily even my other business. The purpose of this show is to promote, to preach, to push, to share this idea that I think is missing in the marketplace from just a common voice. I consider myself a common man. I'm a blue-collar man. I didn't go to college. I don't have any certificates of any kind. I'm not licensed to do anything. I'm just a guy who's used his mind, who took this idea, you know, these self-help books, and I began to actually apply them to my life and these principles, and I've just built a life around philosophy, around a way of thinking, a way of living. And it's this idea that anyone, regardless of age, regardless of race, regardless of even your financial situation right now, that anyone in the next 7 to 10 years can build wealth, become financially independent, and if I dare say, become rich. That's the purpose of this podcast, is to continuously remind you that anyone can embark on a 7 to 10 year journey. Anything less, I promise you, will fail. If you're embarking on any journey that doesn't include a 7 to 10 year plan, you're going to fail. If you don't fail, one, you just got lucky, but chances are you probably applied the principles that I'm teaching from this book. They're not my principles, they're from the book. The book talks about smart people get rich, dumb people get rich, good-looking people get rich, and extremely ugly people get rich. In other words, it doesn't matter your age, your race, where you come from. There's rich people in Flint, Michigan, the city with no bad water. And there's poor people in Washington, D.C., where all of our money goes. It doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what career field you're in. You can be on welfare and begin to build wealth. You can be on welfare and open a brokerage account. Not every avenue of wealth is open to everyone. My path is different than your path. I have a friend, his path was he opened assisted living homes, you know, for seniors. This is big business. I've never done business on this level. And they made tens of millions of dollars. And as I began to look at his business model as we'd meet and vacation over the years, it was the same as mine. He applied the same principles, the same thoughts. The difference was he thought bigger. While I was out buying one house, fixing it up, buying another house, fixing it up, buying another house, fixing it up, he would buy 10 houses from one guy. His thought was bigger. So the wealth that he achieved was bigger. But the principles were the same. And so each of us are on our own journey. We're working on our own platform to pay our bills. But the process is the same. So if you're on welfare or you work a dead-end job, the process is the same. And process equals outcome. So the circumstances don't matter. I mean, they do matter. I get it, they matter. What I'm saying is, irregardless of the circumstances, you begin to apply the principles. And so you open the brokerage account. And you begin to push money into that. And you say, well, Gerald, I don't know anything about stocks. Cool. You start a business. And you begin to push money into that. But you can't decide, I don't want to do a business. I don't want to invest my money. I don't want to get in real estate. I mean, you're just saying no to every single avenue. Then you'll never do it. So you have to pick one and begin to push your will and your money into that avenue, into that platform. Now for me, I like all platforms. I had the job and I started the side hustle and then I started a side business while working the job and then I began to invest in real estate and then I would take the profits from real estate and push it into stocks. So I'm not agnostic against anything. I'm open to any idea. I want jobs, side hustles, businesses, stocks, real estate. I want network marketing. I want all of it. I want money coming at me from everywhere. See what I'm saying? But if you need to pick one, pick one. And then spend the next 7 to 10 years making it happen. And that's the formula for building wealth. That is the actual real formula. That's the real way it works. It takes 7 to 10 years of consistently applying and pushing your will into the universe. There is no other way. So as we go forward in 2019, if you're a friend of mine and you listen, if you're a customer of mine and you listen, or you're just a random person, I would encourage you to subscribe. I'm gonna share with you my stories of how I became a millionaire, how I apply these principles from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, how I apply them in my life, and how I think they could apply and a benefit into your life. Now, if you're already rich, you don't need to listen to me. I'm talking to people who aren't. See, my story is about from common, born in a trailer park, to uncommon and financially free. That's my story. And that's the story that I'm trying to share with the world and how I did it. And I think how it could benefit you. So as we go forward in 2019, I hope you'll join me on my journey. If you haven't requested a free copy of my book, please do. If you could leave me a review, I would come to your house and shake your hand. I'll be your best friend. Leave me a review, click like. If you listen, click like. Don't listen and not click. Come on, I need these. This will help the podcast. It'll help me get some, if I can get some more listeners, we're growing. Yesterday I had 64 listeners. I've got some people I'd like to interview. You know, we can polish this up, but I don't, you know, if you're not interested in the message, then that's fine. But if you are, click like, leave me a review. If you have some questions, send me some questions. I want to start doing one where I read some questions on your issues, your problems, and how you're trying to apply the science of getting rich in your life. So, hey, I hope you have a great new year.